All right, I'd like to call to order the Prudential Committee meeting of October 19, a special meeting of Friday, October 18, 2019. May I have the roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Fran Parks.
Lisa Michael Kelly, Prudential.
Sylvia Janelle, Prudential.
Charlie Yeager, Clerk.
And may we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let's dive right in into our special district meeting topics. Let's see. Any members of the committee have comments or updates?
This is a mock-up of the card to be sent to everyone. You notice on this one I put Tuesday. And the reason I did that is if the I think people are used to getting information emails from the Civic Association for meetings on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it'd probably be easier for people to come on Tuesday. So I've spoken with the fire commissioners. I've spoken with Rick. He was going to ask the other commissioners if they could change their meeting time. He hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Okay.
The mailing cost for these cards would be $480. We don't know what the printing costs are going to be yet, but you know, we should be able to get four cards to a page.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And so.
And how many mailings?
Under 3,000.
Excellent. Thank you.
And the other thing I've done, I have a mock-up. What I want to put in the library.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
So, Lisa, do you still have your copy of the last one?
I do.
I need to replace this sheet because I've written on it.
So okay.
Could I pick it up on
Absolutely. It's at my, it's at 5 Main Street.
Yeah.
Yep. Is there any, and I know this, like I'm getting, trust me, I'm the least artistic person sitting at this table, but just to maybe draw even more attention, put on one side of the postcard, you know, whether it be on half of the front, I don't know, just, you know, a sketch, an architectural sketch of the building or something. I'm just trying to, you know, so people look at the postcard and think, what is this, you know, to read it, information and presenting about creating an accessible office building, you know, if you don't have any idea what's been happening in the village, I don't know that you're going to know what.
I can ask Lindsay.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to
overlay it.
Something to draw the eye to it more. Because people who don't participate in the district, they're going to just throw this in the recycle bin without looking at it, I think. It's just a concern that I have.
So adding a rendering of the proposal somewhere made in the back or something like that.
Or, you know.
You could do a pen and ink.
Yeah.
The pen and ink.
Yeah.
You know, just copy this.
Yeah. You know. Just something to make it draw the eye a little bit more than just, I mean, how many postcards do you get from realtors that you don't look at?
That sounds like a good idea.
I'll ask them what they think the best thing is to do.
All right. I received a proposal from the architects that we share with Charlie so that we can work on the language for the special district meeting. Basically, it came in at $165,085. That includes basically four phases, all the way from schematic design, building design, regulatory approvals, design and development of construction documents, and helping us with the bidding, which is very important. The added additional services, which include contract award in construction administration, so after the project starts, just doing all the review of the submittals by the contractor, making sure that they have maybe a clerk of the works or something like that to make sure that the work is going the way it's supposed to, which I think it's a good investment. And then also when they get to 90% of the design, almost finished, to get an independent cost estimator to do a cost estimate based on actual construction costs at that time. And they also, that's $5,000, just over $5,000. And they also gave us an alternate for design of the full basement storage area. That was $35,000. So that's all in addition to the $165,000. And the total cost for all of that would be, let's see, we have $194,000 including the construction administration, so it would be $35,000 and five more, so about $234,000 including the construction administration and the independent cost estimate. So I guess my question to the committee would be, are we interested in doing the full-on design with the construction administration? Should we just keep it bare bones and try to hire an independent then clerk of the works on our own? Or should we just do the whole shebang with Brown, Linquist, and Finucciore?
Do you have any experience, Sylvia, with, you know, independent construction supervisors in these scenarios?
In the vast majority of cases, we've used the same company.
I thought one of the comments of the architects were for a project this size, they didn't feel that we needed a clerk of the works.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that I think, you know, I thought the cost for this first, just the design phase, mm-hmm. was the $164,000.
Correct. The $165,000. As I mentioned, includes, in more detail, includes schematic site and building design. So it's there's an architectural fee, existing condition plan and review, civil, structural, MEP design, which is HVAC, things of that nature. Then there's a second phase of regulatory approvals. Then a third phase of basically then taking that schematics that they've worked on and developing them into construction documents so that people can bid on it, and then the last phase would be the bidding and district approval of construction funds. So once that's all set, we go into town meeting in the spring. We have a cost estimate based on a full-on design that we then ask the residents to vote on for construction. And they, after we get approval for that, they would help us with the bidding of that project. So that's what the $165,000 includes. Beyond that, there's a phase, what they call phase six, which is contract award and construction administration, which I would then, maybe not a clerk of the works, we can get more detail from that, from them, but I think the proposal actually explains it a little bit.
Sorry.
But, so the construction administration ranges from providing stamp construction drawings, construction control affidavits, assisting with the selection of a general contractor, visit and observe the site, allowing up to 20 meetings just to see how the construction progress is going, review and approve the applications for payments. So kind of what a clerk of the works does do. But I think, as I mentioned, I think that's very important. Otherwise, we would have to hire somebody to do that anyways, because there would have to be somebody on site. And somebody also, when the contractor, for example, and if they're doing material that needs to be approved, they'll submit a variety of different options, mm-hmm. based on the materials available. Some could cost more, could cost less, but somebody needs to make sure that those materials that the contractor is submitting are to the specifications of the architect. So they do that. That's part, I would say that would be part of the construction administration. So I guess what we could do is we can either hire them or we can hire a third party, but I would suggest that that's something we should do.
I'm kind of thinking that that's sort of premature discussion at this point. You know, I think I would probably just go with the design phase.
One to
correct.
You know, and do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We can definitely go to the special meeting with that, and then during maybe at the annual meeting, then we can ask for that later on. But I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, for the construction phase, we should definitely have somebody watching the interest of the district, making sure things are being built right.
And being built right.
What's the time frame? That if we went to the special district and the voters approved proceeding, when would you anticipate starting this work?
So the architects have mentioned that they would be able to start immediately after we approve. We get the special district approval. So they would spend basically the better part of the winter doing the design so that we can have the information available for the annual spring meeting for to apply for construction funds.
And then the question becomes, how do we fund $165?
Correct.
Right. And it's too late to add it to the tax rule this year. I'm trying to think how I would have authority to spend any money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what free cash would be. That would be the only source of available funds, unless at the special district meeting we also asked to authorize the use of the stabilization fund.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two, and I don't think there's enough money in the stabilization fund to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I won't know for a week what my estimate of the free cash is.
Okay.
And I probably won't get approval until after the special district meeting.
Yeah, but that would probably wipe out free cash, wouldn't it?
I have no idea.
I know what it is.
But mm-hmm. It's going to, if it doesn't wipe it out, it's going to take
a big chunk out of it.
A substantial.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I mean, I guess that's why we're meeting so often lately to try to figure this out. Hopefully, in the hopes that we can get this sorted out before when we schedule the district meeting for the 19th. We'll be meeting again on the 28th. Do you think that'll be enough time?
I'll have it done. I don't know whether the state will have it approved or not. That, mm-hmm. That's out of my control.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's understandable. Understandable. But if, you know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I mean, we're going to need to use the reserve fund probably, maybe, for some firefighter expenses, possibly.
Yes, possibly.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. You know, and the reserve fund for some other things. And I have a problem using the stabilization fund.
Something like this, I would agree.
Yeah, I don't think that's the appropriate use of the stabilization fund. And I wouldn't be comfortable with free cash. That's a disaster fund, basically, in some sense.
Surprise disaster.
Yeah.
If we did have a disaster between now and June, that's the only thing we have to.
So my other question is that once the bond rate is set, and once the tax rate is set, can we have another meeting to set, you know, to go out for a bond or not? Until the annual meeting, right?
At the special district meeting, you could ask for borrowing authority to cover this. Can I back up and ask what to me is more of a basic question? Are we not going to find out what the taxpayer's appetite is for $1 million structure before we go spend $200,000?
That's exactly why we're doing the presentation on the 12th. And we've been having presentations and meetings about this since I started on this board. So I think that's the conversation we had at our previous meeting to decide whether we wanted to move forward with this or not, and the committee voted to move forward with this. So
okay.
That's why we're doing this. But I agree with you, and that's why we want to try to send the mailers out, educate people as much as we can about what's going on. There's also been discussions about other options, which I would like to talk about as part of this topic. There's a new building that may be available to us in the short term, so I think we have to basically put all those things on the table and decide what we think would be in the best interest of the district.
Mm-hmm. What new building may
have? The school.
Oh. Far from new, unfortunately.
Well, new of instance,
yeah,
as
new,
a new option.
New option. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, but that hasn't been transferred to the town. It needs at least $1.3 million
right.
dollars in repairs that the collaborative was expected to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 20,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
if we share it with, like, the recreation people, I have a problem with people walking into a building where our treasurer's offices are, and the security with that.
Mm-hmm.
The boiler in that building is the same boiler that was there the day I walked into it in 1956 when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The plumbing is the same plumbing that was there.
We don't own that.
Mm-hmm.
We own this.
Yes.
That would be my biggest issue about, investing a lot of funds in order to bring that up to speed. I think, as far as sharing it, maybe two different entrances, segregating it.
Mm-hmm.
But really my biggest concern would be the fact that we don't own it, we being the district,
mm-hmm.
Where we have this over here.
Mm-hmm.
The Waldorf was charged a rent of $60,000 a year, and I have a real problem of paying $60,000 a year of taxpayers' money in rent to anybody, including the town.
Mm-hmm. So I guess what my fellow committee members are saying is we've looked even at other options of off-site locations, and they would be more expensive. And right now what we do have is an OSHA situation, as you know, with your office and Lisa's office that we need to address. So the way that we've been looking to address this is we bought the property next door. We did a feasibility assessment that we've been working on for months, years, even before I was on this board. And we're getting to the final stretch where now that we know what we need to get a design and see how we can move forward with the building that we have, that we've already purchased. So those things could be explained yet again at that November 12th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But as a group, we've kind of looked at every possible option to make things accessible for you and the fire chief and everybody who's working upstairs, and also build new facilities that will not only address the needs of now, but in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think when we have the meeting, I think we're at the point that we were at when we purchased that building. We've done our due diligence.
Correct.
So now it's up to the void of voters to decide what they want to do, And that's the long and short of it.
Correct. So that's where we are now. And, again, just in the auspice of transparency, we want to even give the voters one more chance just before the district meeting, so it's fresh in their minds why we're doing what we're doing and why are we deciding to move forward the way we're deciding to move forward. So that's where we are.
Can I just make one more comment about the Civic Association? I think you, their board meeting is usually the first Tuesday of the month in the library, and I think you should go and talk to them at the board meeting and explain to them, ask them, if they'll send out an email for us and explain, exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We've been in touch. Carol's been in touch with me. So has Jim. And they're willing to cooperate in any way they can. So I think sending an email blast would be something that definitely we can talk to them. And don't want to put words in your mouth, but sounds like they're willing to assist us with. So thank you. Correct.
So I still think it's a good idea for a provincial committee representative to go to that meeting
Absolutely.
To answer any other questions.
Absolutely.
What is the first Tuesday of next month?
First Tuesday in November.
Fifth?
Voting day.
I can try to attend.
All right, so do we want to just table this topic, not make any votes, or we can decide to move forward with the mailer, and then on the next meeting on the 28th, just discuss any options you may come up with for funding for the design?
Okay.
Excellent. So let's do that.
Lottery.
Lottery.
Any comments you want to make?
Oh, yeah, I apologize. So, thank you, Charlie. Charlie brought the draft for the warrant article, which I will read just for the record. So it says, Keturah Fire District Special District Meeting, November 19, 2019. To the clerk of the Keturah Fire District, greeting. You are hereby required and directed to notify and warn the inhabitants of the town of Barnstable, residing within the territory comprising the Keturah Fire District, qualified to vote in district elections and affairs, to meet at the Freedom Hall, Main Street, Keturah, on Tuesday, November 19, 2019, at 7:30 o'clock p.m., when action will be taken on the following article. Article 1, to see if the district will vote to transfer and appropriate and or borrow and appropriate $165,085.00 for architectural and consulting services for schematic design through bidding for an administrative office building. Hereof fail to make due return of this warrant and your doings thereon at set meeting. So, if we want to talk about the article language.
We're not newly bidding this. This was already.
Which one?
It says for schematic design through bidding for an administrative office building.
Through bidding. It's for the through bidding the project.
So design through bidding, what you're saying?
But it's not just.
That came directly from the architect.
Okay. All right.
Do we have to, for an administrative building, do we have to, would it benefit us to state where it would be located? Or does it have to be?
We can. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Say district office building?
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Administrative, I would say.
Yeah.
It was a little restrictive. That was my only comment. District office building. And I think what you meant by schematic design through bidding is basically saying that the services we'll provide will be from all the way from schematic to fully bidding the process, the construction bidding. So I would add schematic design through construction bidding so that there's no confusion.
But then people are going to think that the $165,000 includes construction bidding.
It does. It does. They will assist with bidding and district approval of construction funds. Phase 5.
I thought this first phase was just for the design.
No. So, as I mentioned before, they're going to have schematic design and bidding design and building design phase, regulatory approvals, design development and construction documents. And the last phase is bidding and district approval of construction funds. So they're going to help us with the bid.
Yes, I know that.
That's what that means.
So, Sylvia?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to go from this, I believe, is a copy of the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go from the 124 to the 165?
The last two items where it says construction documents, level cost estimate by independent cost estimator, and the add alternate for full basement storage area.
So the 35 and the 5.
Correct. Add it onto the 124.
Got it.
Correct. So those are basically alternates. In the event that we decide to pull the trigger with that, we would have that appropriation, but you're 100% right. The base cost is the 124,910. So that's what I mentioned. Is that something we want to look into getting an independent cost estimator for $5,175 And then add alternate for the full basement storage area at $35,000. If we don't, then the appropriation can be $124,910. So maybe that's something we can digest and come back on the 28th. And when you present your funding options, we can decide on whether going on the full base design, on the base design plus the alternate, or just the base design. Because it could be that you come back to us and said, maybe I can do 125, but I can't do 165. So it's a moot point in voting on that right now.
But this has to go into the paper Monday, right, Charlie?
No. You have to do it 40 days in advance. So if the 28th, we should have the language done there.
Everything's set to go. Okay.
So I can make that deadline. Give me 21 days.
Okay, so timeline works. We can meet back the 28th, get information on funding options for this, and vote on it right away, right then and there, and move forward with the advertisement as we vote. Any other topics related to the special district meeting?
Nope.
Okay. Seeing none, I'd like to move on to the next topic, discussion of committee chairmanship. I wanted to say that without getting into a lot of detail, I feel that it's no longer in the best interest of the district or this committee for a variety of reasons. It's not in the best district of the district that I continue as chair of this committee. So I want to submit my resignation as chair of the Prudential Committee effective at the end of this meeting. So I'd like to have the committee nominate somebody else to be chair so that we can move forward with the rest of our meetings.
I'll nominate Ms. Parks since you're resigning, yeah. And I don't have the time that the district deserves in serving as chairperson.
And I will second that. All those in favor? Aye. Frank, congratulations
thank you.
Again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's hard doing it long distance from East Ham,
well,
especially with your other job.
Yep. That really didn't have anything to do with it, but that's other reasons, but I don't really want to get into details about that.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate that. So we have, moving on to the next topic, review and approval of minutes. We have minutes from September 25th and minutes from October 8th that Chris was so diligently sending us. Did she send them to you, Lisa, as well, by any chance? If you haven't received them, let me know, and we can forward them to you. And thank you for letting me know at the previous meeting. You learn something new every meeting. So, let's see. I have no comments myself. Okay. Anybody has comments on the minutes of the 25th?
I have a correction for the 8th. It should be special district meeting.
Well, but no comments on the 25th?
25th.
All right, so let's see. So let's go to the 8th. Sorry about that. So special district meeting. What does this say in there?
It's a special town meeting discussion.
Gotcha. The topic. Perfect.
Yep.
So the header for that discussion should be changed to special district meeting discussion. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes of those meetings with the change that Fran just brought up?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved unanimously. So let's move to the next topic. Any public comment?
I would love to see the postcard and offer any edits if you'd like someone with non-prudential committee eyes to look at anything, see how the community would react to it.
Okay.
And I'm sorry you resigned. I thought you were doing an excellent job with all your hands tied.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Any additional public comment?
How are they doing at the... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
no, go ahead.
I am public.
Well, wait.
How's it...
I actually...
Going at the,
sorry. You're right. I jumped... I was saying it was other business. So let's close public comment, I apologize, and go back to other business. So other business topics not anticipated by the chair.
How is it going up there at Freedom Hall?
Good so far.
Yay.
From what I see some progress. I am very excited. And I've been working with Chris on the odd chance that the project's not done before the election.
Are you hosting things in your home now?
Which has given me all the anxiety in the world. But I feel like there's a plan B. We were talking to the town clerk to see if we could host it somewhere else. She mentioned that it was too late to change the location. So at that point in time, we got in touch with Mr. O'Sullivan, and somebody brought up a great idea. I don't know who, but credit to whoever it was, that maybe we don't put the final coating on the flooring. Thank you, Fran. So that way, at least it could be usable. Yeah. We can have the elections on the 5th, and then after the elections, they can put the final coating, and we can move out. But everybody seems to be very excited about it. I, for one, I mean, I'm very excited about it. It's probably the first place I voted on ever. So Freedom Hall, as probably all of us here, I mean, you all grew up here, so has a special place in your heart. So again, it does to me too. And to see the fact that we're fixing the floors is great.
So I'll let you know. So far, what they're doing is they're just taking the periphery boards out.
Okay.
And they're building those up, and then they found under the table, under the announcement board, when they took up the floor, you can look down the basement.
That thin, huh? Wow.
That's a big hole. No, it's a big
hole. Oh, it's a big hole. Not even thin, it's just a hole.
Oh,
wow.
And I also, I don't think I have a picture. As they're pulling up the floor, there have been some pieces of paper in there to hold it up. And one is actually an announcement from the selectmen. It's about this big. I don't have all the pieces. I have most of them. I'm waiting for two. That is telling people that they need to stop and pick up their tickets for the town meeting.
Yeah. That's great.
That was cut up and used as shims under the floor.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Yeah. Let's get that.
Yeah. So I was going to say, have we been able to preserve that? Yeah. Something like that.
We've got most of it.
That's awesome. And I remember we discussed also keeping part of that floor in case some people wanted it or to auction. Or historical society.
Yeah, I think the historical society had.
There you go.
Oh.
That's pretty neat. We should post that on the website.
I'll have to get the other two pieces.
Yeah.
They're still.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Held down by.
We could ask people to pick up their tickets.
Still
That's
held
great.
Down by some boards.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you, Fran.
Yeah, that's great.
So they're saving anything else they find under the floor.
Excellent. Yeah, I figured we would find some goodies under that floor.
Yeah.
I mean, 100, how many years, Fran? 100 and something?
I'm not exactly sure.
Over 100 years.
The building's 160. So I have to find out. I've got the name of the selectmen, and I'm going to go look them up and see exactly when they were selected.
Yeah.
That will obviously tell us the exact age of them.
It's pretty neat.
Well, good. I'm glad that that's finally
done. All right. Any additional comments?
Nothing.
Excellent. So can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.